I hate this sound with a passion, and I hear it every single morning at 3:40 a.m.
Why do you choose the most abrasive alarm that there is available?
I don't...
That's really the alarm you use?
Yeah, so I have two.
And you use it on your phone?
No, I don't... So here's the thing, it's Anna and Raven, is that I'm one of the 25% of people left in this country that still uses an old-fashioned alarm clock. It's plugged into the wall. It's set for an alarm time. That's my first, wake up. I wake up to that every single morning, old school. I have had that literally since I was in college.
That I would have smashed that thing. That's an alarm that just, that starts my day on the wrong foot.
No, but I know it's coming, so I brace myself for it. And then I know that
you're
one
a sick
minute.
Individual, you know that?
I am 100% aware of that. And then 1 minute after that alarm goes off,
right.
My phone alarm will go off,
okay.
Which is also a very abrupt beep. What
okay.
do you wake up to?
I wake up to something very nice and relaxing. I'm a marimba guy. I like to picture myself in a rainforest. Mm-hmm. And those are the raindrops that are actually hitting the bamboo and speaking to me. It's like the birds when they come in with the gown for Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty or whichever one it is. Yeah, it's the same thing for me.
Well, the reason why I bring this up is because I think we've been doing it wrong this whole time. Now, keep in mind, I have never been late for work. Okay, I never once have this show started.
That time you exploded the deer.
Well, one time I hit a deer. That's a different story. That wasn't because my alarms didn't go off.
Right, okay.
But I believe in the old school alarms because I think it's the only way to get up. And I believe that that sound gets me up, alert, and out the door. Science now says absolutely not. And it says that if you wake up to a really abrasive sound like this every morning, you're actually doing more harm than good.
I told you. You're ruining your life.
It's saying that your brain doesn't recover from that. From, like, that shock for 4 hours.
That seems like a lot, especially when your job is to come in and be nice. Kind of explains a lot.
Science has said that these are the best 3 songs to wake up to. If I woke up this every morning, I don't know if I'd be okay.
You'd be 75 years old and applesauce would be at 1.
I mean, who wants to hear that every single morning? I don't want to hear that.
What else?
And if this was playing, I think I would just continue to sleep. It's Enya.
Yeah.
Who plays Enya?
I'm going to be in the shower for 2 hours if that song's on. I'm just going to be like I'm under a waterfall.
No, there's no way I'm waking up to Enya. Who's like, let me wake up to Enya? So you got Enya, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And this is the 3rd best song they say to wake up to have the most productive day.
Okay. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough. Now that one I'm feeling right now.
So you just start dancing in your bed?
The great thing about Billy, too, is you never know what she's going to wear. So I can wear whatever. My hair's messed up, I just say I'm fashionable.
So out of those 3, you'd go with Billie Eilish?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not going to lie. Tonight when I go to bed, I'm still putting this on. If it works, if it broke, don't fix it.
It hurts me right now, and yeah. I've been up for hours.